The following program may contain content that your kids would love to hear, but you may not want them to.
You're going to move on or what, huh? Get on there. There you go. No wasting no time. Nope. Because adversity will not stop me. Me, Frank Catolo, man's name, doing the title of the show. Hey, come on. Hey, get up there. Ay, we'll talk about this in a second. The point is, you're here, I'm here. Let's get going. The artist D will be here. And a lot of stuff to tell you. So stay with us for as long as we're here. You know, when I say I'm the difficult historian, you realize that, I'm being cynical, don't you? I'm being for Dr. Futtenstein, wherever he may be. And on top of all the little glitches, someone didn't change the clock. Time. You can't change the clock itself. Change the clock time. So I'm looking at it. I'm working out. Oh boy, I'm not working at all. This is not work. I'm the bard. I'm broadcasting and I'm here with you. So don't go away, okay? Ice cap to ice cap, from Hamlet to City, from Othello, and into every bordello. You know, there was just, I don't know what's wrong. See, sometimes things happen in this digital theater, and you don't know what happens, and you have no time. It was just like the old days when you had to do everything manually. I wound up doing a whole bunch of things manually because of a mouse. Why all of a sudden, when I click a mouse the way I always click the mouse, do the windows all go full screen? And if you have something in the playlist of the media player, bing, it just goes and it knocks out everything else. I don't know. These, you know, then there's no warnings for these things. And I continually fight, I tolerate. I don't fight. I don't want to get upset about these things. but sometimes I do when it comes to the digital thing. I think what upsets me most is not just that there's little things happen. I don't know how to do. Well, I do know how to do it. I handle adversity fine. Okay. But you get used to the smoothness of these devices and you just click, 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 you know, and then something goes wrong. You have no idea what to do about it. You're stuck. And what gets me angry is that I become a victim of it, and yet other people don't. So I have a new phone because I lost the old phone. I haven't told you that story because it's just too absolutely crazy. But I'll tell you this. I have a new cell phone, and it doesn't tell you in the instructions or even on the face of the phone itself, where it goes settings or whatever it is, it doesn't tell you certain things. So here it is, like, well, I got to hook this thing up to the Wi-Fi, right? And how? No. So I pick up, I know, I'm old-fashioned that way. I pick up the instructions, and they're in two languages, and neither one of the languages instructs me how to do that. It's so stupid. And here's what, that's not what gets me mad. What gets me mad is I call my son. You know, he's barely 20. And is he 20 yet? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, how long have we been on? And I don't mean tonight. I mean forever. And, you know, he comes over the house. He picks up the new phone. He's never seen this phone. It's not a phone like he knows or has seen anybody have. Okay? But he goes, and not with his mouth, because he's doing that with his thumbs, right? like that, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. It's like typing, you know. I can't type with my thumbs the way people do. And their thumbs are as big as mine. I don't understand that at all either. I just tolerate this crap, you know. So he fixes it up in a second. Bingo, it's done. And he has to drive, you know, like a mile to get here to do that. Well, it's amazing he even drives, because when I, you know, used to do the weather from outer space on this show. My name is Frank Cotullo, and the man's name adorns the title of the show. And we're going to move on and just do what we got to do, because we did not have any problem getting into Skype. And I don't know why, because now, I don't know, I don't ask questions. You know, this was always the case, even in the beginning when things were a bit clunkier. But, you know, they were supposed to get better and smoother, but it didn't happen. But speaking of that, we're going to have the artist D here shortly and talk about this amateur porn thing, which, and relate it to, is it the new rock and roll? You know, in the '70s, they used to say stand-up comedy is the new rock and roll, you know, because rock and roll was such a big thing and everybody got into it. And then everybody, suddenly there were a million stand-up comics. So, we're going to look at that thing. I have my Android here with me. So we're going to look up some things and stuff and not some names. But I got to say this before we get to D. And that is we've got at least the next 2 weeks after tonight booked. So there are people are going to be on the show and more are lining up. So I hope this continues to work easily. It's actually easier when someone's on the show as long as Skype cooperates. Next week, Heather Drain. Heather Drain's back, I told you. Heather Drain, she's coming back to Cotullo Chronicles. And she'll be here. And we're going to talk about all sorts of things. She has a newsletter, stuff you can now get in your email box. Like, you need more. You do. You need the stuff I tell you you need. And this pop culture parade of broadcasts that I've been doing since 1965. Before there was an internet, I sat here with a mic and just talked. And then I wasn't even here, 65. I wasn't even in this place. Then, listen to this. The week after that, that would be, so that's the 14th. Heather Drain on the 14th. On the 20th, we're going in sevens this, in November. 7, 14, 21. 21, Charles Dennis will be back. He has a new pilot that's going to be available however that goes on. You know, series. Because he's always out there producing movies and series and stuff, and he's going to be here, and we're going to talk about it. That's the 21st. We go into December. There's more stuff going to be happening for sure, including Dr. Popoli. He's going to have a great show on vaping. Watch it. Watch it with that stuff. And Jonathan Geffner, I know you've, if you've listened to the show over the years, Jonathan Geffner, Prillo and Grillo and Snide, whatever it was. He's a great ventriloquist, a terrific piano player, but those two don't go together. But, and he has a, what does he have? He has a YouTube series coming up, and we're going to be with him talking about the new series. That's going to be done. Now, Mary Parr will be back. We were supposed to do that last week, but of course, the week before this, we had more technical problems. Yes, I was thrown asunder. My whole world was thrown asunder out here in the middle of nowhere where I live. And we had, winds that were like 70, 80 miles an hour. Well, that's almost a tornado, isn't it? And I'm not going to tell you that there was tornadic activity because there's not a word and there will be a word. And I don't want to hear you say it. Okay. So if I listen to your show and you say tornadic, I'm turning you off. Okay. We had incredible winds and, they knocked out the door of my, garage, part of my garage door. And you don't know the configuration of this studio, but in it, we're in a basement, but we're on the ground floor. How do you do that, Frank? I don't know. The point is this, it was so cold and the wind was blowing and it was raining. So to do the show here would be like, oh wow, you know, we did a show inside, and that was really funny too, because I talked about that a couple of months back. We did a show once while the edge of a hurricane was going on, and nothing happened. The electricity stayed on. The winds were incredible. Nothing broke, right? And still, but now, and that's when we had, that was before we had this sophisticated digital equipment, even though it was digital equipment. That was back in the Amcast days. But we, we had this problem, and we had this, and then everything went dark. So, we canceled the show to do it, and we went up into the cloud, as always is when we're not here, and we went up into the cloud. We canceled it beforehand. It was a good thing too, because we just would have been knocked off, because everything went. For the next 12 hours, luckily I have two transistor radios. Two! And I know that the people listening probably have none. Does any one person out there have a transistor? I have two! Can you even buy one anymore? Do you have to go to eBay or eBay or something? Hard to say. But anyway, so here we are now. It's now. Now is what matters. Not then, but I just always want to, you know, tell you, that when something was canceled, I know a lot of people say, hey, I get emails once in a while saying, hey, what happened? You had on Facebook, it said you were going to be on the air and then suddenly canceled due to extenuating circumstances. You know, we never tell you exactly what's going on because it doesn't matter. But people wonder and they want to know and they're hoping that you're okay. And I appreciate the fact that they are concerned. So we got all that stuff going on, and I have so many things that have been happening that would make up, take up another two shows or three shows. But, you know, stuff will happen again. So that's all going to like go down into the past. It's going to go, the dust is just going to go behind me and that'll be it. I'm going to move on down the Hallelujah Trail, and then we're going to do the guests. And if we continue to have guests, because there are more guests coming, they're just suddenly lining up. Bruce Goldberg. I know I'm going to get Bruce Goldberg. And then before you know it, the Artist D will be back, and it'll be time. Because, look, it's in November now. It'll be time for the Rose Garden, the Bone Garden show, right? So we're moving rapidly. We're like a train. A diesel, not even freight train, you know, diesel, nice and smooth. That sounds like a boat. We're moving like a boat. We could be moving like a big boat, like the U.S. It's not even the U.S. Was it the U.S., Elizabeth? No, the Queen Elizabeth wasn't a U.S. It was a HMSS. What is it, Her Majesty's? Her Majesty, HMSS, Her Majesty's Secret Service. No, that's SS, the Secret Service. Her Majesty's, what is a boat? I don't know. I know what a boat. I know. I'm not asking you what is a boat. I know a boat. Anyway, my name is Frank Atolo. I'm the man whose name adorns the title of this show. And it's, and where are we? I don't know. That's all the things I have to say about that. Like you remember, you know, you go to Facebook. If you go there anymore, there's another one, you know, we should do a show on them. I don't go there a lot. But there are a few people who I only get in touch with there, and I don't know why. And there are people, you know, little by little, I am just tossing people out of my lists, out of my list, off of my list on Facebook. Because they're just people who get on there, and these are people I know from certain businesses, you know, and they're just, they're not doing, I mean, they're doing politics and moral, it's like, why are we doing this? This is Facebook. You know, and if you know people and you talk with people, you don't necessarily, want to get all the junk that they send or find out what they're eating every day, if that's what they're doing. And that might be more interesting. No, not might. It is more interesting to know what my friends on Facebook are eating each day or meals or what they did with their family or what have you, or put pictures up of a vacation or a new car they bought or something, then put up something that says, I'm an American, you're not, or you're not an American, I am, or I am, or you stink, or this is everything, and I hate that person, and hate book is what it should be called. There's so much hate. Ooh, I got through all that like I was, on AM. You know, when it was dark here, and I don't do this enough. I'm forced to listen to any communication from the outside, unless I want to get in my car and drive somewhere. And the whole area was out. It was out. Bingo. Just boom. Everything shuts down. That's another thing I was saying, you know, when you're used to how things work and all the things that work, you kind of take advantage of it and you live inside of it and you depend upon it. And then everything goes out at once. You know, it's not like just the lights went out, but the electricity was there. Yeah. If that could happen. It's not like, it's like everything goes at once. It's like boom, boom, boom. You don't even hear a sound like that. You hear a click once in a while. No, you don't even hear the, sometimes you don't hear a click. It's just, and you don't realize, oh my goodness, I can't even go to the toilet. Well, I could go to the toilet, but everything's just going to be, and I can't flush because that's somehow connected to the electricity and the, you know, there's no heat because that electricity runs out. And what else is there? No light, no heat. I got candles. I have, good thing I have candles. I bought one of these huge, a long time ago, because, you know, this has happened here and there. Once in a while we have power surges, and that means it goes out, but it comes back on shortly, you know, not, you know, a day or something. But I had one of these huge LED, LED lamps, and it's got three parts to it, and a three, you know, light, heavy, and then blinding, I guess those are the settings. And the problem I had was for so long I didn't use it that, you know what happens when you keep batteries? Do you even know that? Because we're talking about like regular batteries. People still buy batteries for things, okay? But, you know, we used to have to buy batteries for stuff we don't use, that no one uses anymore, like cassette players and even these lights, these lamps. I guess people still use them, yeah, but they do need batteries. But what happened was batteries, you keep them inside of a machine, even a newfangled digital LED machine, keep them in there too long, they rot. I don't know why that happens, but they use those huge batteries but the light's not that good. I mean, it's what I mean is it doesn't like, it's not like a spotlight, you know, it's a light and it lights up like an area, the circumference of three times the base of the thing, right? And I couldn't use that because, you know, it were rotten. I take out the thing, I put it on, it goes on for a couple of seconds, and it goes off. Then I'm in the dark trying to take off the bottoms to see what's going on, and I feel the batteries. That's terrible. You got to wash your hands like a million times after you touch corroded batteries because there's some kind of nuclear waste in there, isn't there? Isn't that dangerous? I don't know. You just don't want to do that and then, you know, touch your lips. It's no good. My name is Frank Atola, man's name is Jones' House. I think I told you everything. And I told you about, you know, where to get the books and everything. Thank you. I'm constantly thanking people for buying those books. Many new things you can buy are coming up shortly. We're hoping 2020 is going to be a big year. And I think 2021 is going to be a big, what is that? Hey, here's one of the, right here. Here I'm looking at it. The red, my favorite transistor radio is right here. And the one I was using is the weirdest one. Someone bought this for me. I think my wife bought it for me at one point because it could, or another. Yeah, at one point or another. And, you could use it in the shower. This is really weird because here I am talking about batteries corroding and I have a transistor radio you could in the shower. So if it gets wet, you know, nothing. Now, and today I was saw something on Twitter about drones that are wetless. What are they? They're waterproof. Waterproof drones. You got a drone, it goes in the water, you can get it out of the water. It doesn't, you know, the water doesn't immerse it or anything. And then I have a transistor radio like that. And I thought for sure, because I hadn't used it in ages, I said, oh no, I got to work my way with the candle to find it, you know, where I left it last. And then, I said, I know this is going to be all screwed up too. It's going to be the battery in the back's going to be, you know, and when I turn it on, nothing's going to happen. But it did. It worked. And, that was like, what a joy to get suddenly hear the outside world and really late at night or early in the morning. Okay, what do I get? I get, just like I told the story of my father on the magic radio. Well, I have the magic radio. In the evening, I'm listening to Boston, Cincinnati, and Chicago. And believe it or not, they're coming in better. And you should believe if you know anything about AM radio. They're coming in better than the local AM radio stations. Because why? Because they power down, you know. But that's a whole nother show if you want to learn about radio. In the meantime, in between time, that's what happened with that. Go to, Crystal Chronicles of Oxford. You know where to go. You know what to do. If you don't know what to do and you're new to the show, then, figure it out somehow or whatever. We're trying to be here every week. And, if it's a good winter and we don't have a lot of problems with, the equipment and this grand new sophisticated stuff, wow, huh? I'm not going to complain. I'm going to tolerate. I'm going to circumspect. I don't think that's the word, but it came to my mind. Once in a while, the perfect word comes to my mind. I don't have to search for it. but I'm going to challenge any adversity and move on anyway. So that's what's going to happen. You know it. If you've been here before, we've been through worse than all of this. And so why the mouse? I click it. Why everything just goes huge, is unbelievable. And I don't know. So if you come up with something, you have an idea, you know how to reach me. You know where to reach me, fcatolo@yahoo.com. Anyone can, and I do get, and I do answer people, and I do talk to you there. So you can always write to me there. Hey, you know, there was something in there we should talk about too, because, you know, Yahoo Groups, which we talked about on this show from the very beginning, because we were parts of it, and it was part of the development of this interweb broadcasting before the mass media came in. And Yahoo Groups, I got to notice, are starting again, and when they're coming back, even the ones that were there. Anyway, I'm not going to do that show now. I'm going to write down here, Yahoo Groups. I couldn't remember. Where is it here? Yahoo Groups to come. Coming attractions, Yahoo Groups. What would that be? Redux? Yeah, I guess it would be. What does that mean anyway? I only ever saw it in that. Let's get D. Because this is just annoying the, no, I'm not. I mean, I'm here. Look at that. So I hit the darn thing, and then what happens? Okay, now we're going to get to, we think D's online. We hope D's online. We're going to call D right now. Let's see what happens. Wow. That, what the heck?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
All right.
What the heck?
It's beyond heck now. It's like,
above and below heck.
Maxim heck.
Maximum heck.
Maximum heck. And, what, mega heck.
Ooh, mega heck.
Crazy crap, man.
Anyway, they're
all waiting for you to come on, but I had to get rid of all that junk that I had to do.
They're all waiting.
Oh, I'm telling you, they are. You never know. Oh my goodness. Let me just clear my head for 1 second. Why try, right? How are you?
I am fabulous.
Are you always fabulous?
I am always fabulous. I am fabulous tonight, for sure, because I'm here.
Yeah, it's true. I know people listening should catch on to everyone listening.
Yes. And I'm here again, which is even more fabulous. Like in a short period of time, I was just here.
You were here. Yes, you were here recently, and I was telling everyone as I'm talking about what's supposed to happen in the next couple of weeks, you're going to be back soon.
I'll be back again. It's almost that time for the Rose Garden.
I know. Oh, you heard. You were listening.
I'm listening.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, you'll be back, and we'll do that. Anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to just say you're welcome for the wonderful radio. The artist
and
D.
Thank you.
You are welcome. And the artist D is here again. Why don't you tell everybody you're doing a thing now once in a while with Anne Marie?
I'm doing a thing more often with a lot of people, but with Anne Marie. We're back on the radio with the Coffee House, a Saturday morning little show.
Yeah.
That we meet and talk, and it's becoming more of a regular week thing.
Oh, so you got lots to talk about or what?
We do. Well, we're both committed.
You're both to be committed, right? Yeah, it's too obvious. That's good. I'm glad because, you know, when you're gone from internet radio, there aren't many of us here who can, you know, continue to do what we did back then. Because nobody else is doing it, right?
Now we're on Spotify, too, which is a whole other newfangled device.
Yeah, there's another thing, too, called Ingram? I don't know. Anyway, a friend of mine wrote a book, and he said he's on Amazon and Ingram. And I'm going, what is that? He said it's some new corporation sucking the blood out of money out of people.
Always another blood sucking corporation.
I was going to say something else. Oh yes. Last night on a late night Seth Meyers show. This is the only show I watch for political comedy and various comedy. The first 20 minutes of this show, all the other late night shows, I can't stand them anymore, but they have such a good writing staff and the stuff is so good. It's so good. And last night, they were talking about what we talked about. This, see, we're like, we are cutting edge, right? And he's talking about how crazy it is that everybody has a podcast, that they, right? That there's all these shows. And he even said, he went, who has time to listen to all these things? You know, and, you know, here we are once again. We always
ahead of the curve.
Ahead of the curve. Is that jumping the shark? No, it's not jumping the shark. No. And this, I'm sure, is going to come up because I'm going to explain a couple of things, and then you're going to talk with me about this. Did you do any research on this?
I did a little research.
Good. Good.
And I know you were doing research for one.
Yes, I was. So a friend of mine, let me tell you this. I was working out there in New Jersey during the summer or whatever, right?
Oh, there's a story. There's a story. I was working out in New Jersey.
No, I'm working out in New Jersey. This has to do with what we're talking about, okay? What we're going to talk about, all right? It's a person who he broadcasts. He works with my son. And okay, so that's not the point. The point is, he's a professional guy. So he says to me all of a sudden, as we're sitting, I think we're having some quick sandwich before we went to work or something. And he says, "What's with all the strange sex things you have on your Twitter?" And I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "He said he went into well, he follows me and everything, right? But but as you know, on Twitter, not everybody sees what's on your feed, so right."
Right.
But I didn't know this. He says, I went to your likes. You can go to someone's likes? Is that it?
You can go to someone's likes. Yeah.
So he goes to my likes and he says, what's with all those trannies? which, you know, I said, you know, if you say that to them, you know, you're going to wind up in an alley getting kicked or whatever. Yeah. So I didn't say that. No, I said what? He says, well, your likes. He says, I'm going like, why? Well, okay, so I know right away he's homophobe right away. He's a good guy and everything, but you know he's a little insecure.
Or maybe he's just curious.
Well, he won't admit it though. Okay, right. But he's obviously asking. He's asking me this. It's right. So I said I have friends in that community. I said they're on. Twitter accounts and they, you know, they sell products and they, you know, they do things, you know, like, and then they're there. I said, I support, you know, all communities. I'm not, you know, and he's like, you know, so then we started eating again, right? And he just shut up, right? But then I said to him, who was it, Val? Did you see Valentine? Is that who it was? And he was like, no, I don't know. I don't know who it was. What do I know? I felt so good because, you know, here he is thinking, even if he's thinking he's going to embarrass me or whatever, right? No matter what he's thinking, it just came right back at him to say like, yeah, you know what? What? You think I'm ashamed of this? Yeah, what? And I said, like, you know, he probably, you know, saw, let's face it, if he says what's with all the, then he didn't just see one and this, right? He saw whatever it is I hit likes. I don't hit likes to anything, you know, but I know that a lot of these people, even not in that genre, but you know, people likes and you get likes or, you know, they sell things and they do things, right? So I thought you'd like that one.
Oh, absolutely. And that's actually something that I'm curious about who knows that their likes are visible.
Yeah, I didn't know that till then.
I see a lot. I restrain from mentioning because I don't want to dampen anybody's fun. I think that all of our likes should be out there and everybody should be enjoyed and enjoying whatever they're enjoying. And I hate to know because there was this one guy who liked a lot of and I've talked about this on a show recently. He liked a lot of women, young women, whom were often either bound, gagged, duct taped, silenced in some way, shall we say.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right.
And I asked him, and I said, you know, hey, what's about, just like your Jersey friend.
Yeah.
So what's with the the enjoyment of women whom are, you know, silenced and duct taped. And he was completely embarrassed.
Yeah, wow.
That I knew that, that it was publicized. And then, to make it worse, for me, then I saw he stopped liking them regularly, because then he knew it was like public knowledge and people could see it. And that's so sad that you can't like whatever you like and talk about it with your mother.
That's one of the reasons why I felt so good asking him, like, oh, the specific one, you know, oh, you saw Valentine. It's like, no. And he's like, what do I know?
See, that would have been me. I would pull it up and I'd be like, oh, this duct tape one or that duct tape one?
It comes right back into now. So I figure that's a pretty good introduction to what's going on in I guess on the internet, not just on the internet, but on Twitter a lot. I had a whole bunch. I actually wrote down some notes. Did you write anything down based on what we're? Let me just explain to everyone very simply why I said is it just came to me, and I knew it would be like, well, I have to. I got to do this with D because, I could have asked him to be on. Hey, you want to be on the show when we talk? No. And that is, and I said this earlier in the show, in the 70s, everybody wanted to be a stand-up comic. And they were saying this in L.A. when I was there, and I was involved. I wasn't a stand-up, but I was writing humor and jokes and things for people. And, so, and I was involved in the world of comedy, and they said, yeah, this is the new rock and roll. It seems that the comparison in pop culture became rock and roll because in the 50s and the 60s, again, the other explosion of rock and roll, amateur rock and roll, everyone suddenly, wanted to play the guitar, wanted to play the drums, and suddenly it was rock and roll again, just like in the 50s when they, I guess bigger, but, and then in the 70s it was, stand-up comedians. This is the new rock and roll. And it dawned on me, I don't know if it was Valentine or not, I'm not going to mention a lot of people, because I don't even remember some of them, but I do know some of them. But what I'm saying is, on Twitter, you get someone retweet something, the retweets, in other words, you wind up being exposed to lots of things and people you don't connect with.
Yes.
So, it was dawning on me how many, people in transition, what have you were suddenly retweeting one another, and then so I was getting rebound. It was all rebounding to me, and then I was looking at various people, and because you only have to know, X amount, and then, it's wheels within wheels within wheels.
That's a lot of wheels.
Yeah, it's a lot of wheels. So it suddenly dawned on me, because much of what they did to the people they did not know, friends like you and I could just, we wouldn't even have to direct message unless it's private, but we could just, tweet to each other, or you say, oh, something like, what they do, most of them, I found, are there for business. And they're selling porn that they're doing by themselves. Well, not just by themselves. I mean, their own little production stuff is going on.
Sometimes it's with each other.
Yeah, I know. And I noticed I got, and I'm still trying to find out, even ones I know or become acquainted with through, talking regularly, not just as, fans or whatever. But, one knows I don't have to be a fan. But they're very, they're standoffish, and they're always trying to talk to everyone because they want to sell vids, and I didn't know this was going. And then, of course, you and I talked about Periscope, and when I talked about it, when I did a whole show, noticing how many regular girls are just getting on there and telling people, let's go, we'll join a club and we're going to do things, and I still don't know how to do a lot of that stuff. But, and I'm going, this is amazing. Everyone's doing this, even people who don't do it. Right?
It's the new thing. It's the democratizing of gay porn or porn.
Yeah.
Any porn.
Yes,
all porn.
It is. It's all porn. But there is a significant amount of gay porn, but this is rock and roll. They're rock and rolling out there. And I said, let's talk about this and get everybody acquainted and then eventually maybe even get somebody to come on. But I thought about you too, because you didn't do, because, you know, in your early internet life.
Back in my day.
and of course, you and I know people who, you know, broke ground together.
Oh, yeah.
With that stuff. Well,
we knew the amateur internet porn stars when it was literally, that was, well, like everything that we do.
Yeah.
They had to set up their own website. They had to set up their own encryption, secure area.
Yeah.
They had to figure out the payment systems. Oh, it was so difficult to find the payment processor who would accept you as an adult performer.
Because even then,
and allow you to do that.
But even then, they didn't have, now what, they have all these things I don't know. I mean, I keep seeing Cash App.
Yeah, you can do the Zelle or the Zing and the Zap. And
yeah, there's all sorts of stuff with little numbers that you buy, and then some of them connect. I don't know if they connect. I don't know about PayPal. Hmm. They must. PayPal must be involved, right?
I'm not sure, because back in the day, that was the difficult part, because I tried that when I was into the dominatrix era, and you set up your site and you're trying to do it all yourself. But that's where the problem came in, was how are you going to accept payments? Because PayPal would not allow payments for adult anything.
Okay.
So they would not process it. So I don't know if they've changed their ways. But there's so many now that it's just so easy.
Now, one thing that I know they do that was never done, even when, in professional porn, although that's changing so much too. But here's what I'm saying. They do these, it's not a direct message, but they do a custom. They do custom pieces, right?
For people?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I know they say, I forgot. It's not called that though. What do they call it? They call it something. I forgot. If you like doing custom DMs or custom DMs, what would that be?
Not familiar, but I'm sure that they, for a fee, they'll customize some wonderful clip for you.
Yeah. Which is do whatever they're going to do. Only they mention you. They talk directly to you.
Yeah. Which is great.
And again, and we're going to keep this in, the audience is going to keep this in mind. Well, we're trying to figure out, since there's so many in the show, where is the audience? Who?
Yes. Where is the money?
And the money.
Where is it coming from?
Where are these people? Who are these? Not that we want to know who they are. What we're saying is, how can you maintain this? It's like we're saying with the podcast, right? So forget about, any particular topic. Let's just say you like entertainment, and you want to, you know, we got you whatever's on TV now and the cable shows, whatever on with these people. And then you got the YouTube. We forgot about YouTube. The YouTube shows and the people talking, whether they're amateurs or they're old guys and gals who don't work anymore in TV or whatever. How many people can each of those have, you're not going to listen all day. And it's a difference too with porn. And that is, if you're going to these places or you like one or two, you're there, for so long, right?
Right.
So
imagine
telling your friend, and they say you're single, you live alone, you don't live in, and you tell your friend, look, I can't go to the meeting tonight because there's at least five accounts I got, you know, and I got the bondage, I got the, transsexual, I got the, the lesbian, I gotta go see them. I haven't been there and I'm paying for these things, so I gotta, wow.
Exactly, yes. And it seems that it's already normalized, like there was no question about it. It took no time at all, and it's a lot like we were talking about the last time I was here with Patreon.
I'm working
on that too.
What is that? What's Patreon?
It's everything I ever dreamed of.
Really? Okay.
And that's pretty much what the internet has done And I just kind of thought of it now with every platform. It's given us what we always wanted. Like with radio, it's so easy now for anybody out there to just plug right in and you get your chat room automatically. You get your video feed and you get, you know, everything is made for you. And it's kind of the same thing happened with porn. They're giving them this website and this platform. It's all ready for them. They just have to bring themselves, bring the goods, bring their creativity and do it. Same with Patreon, but that's more of a PG-13 type of platform where an artist would basically build a members only forum and I can blog there. You pay me $1 a month and I will allow you to see everything I'm doing. And that could be blogging. That could be for me painting. Maybe I could do like a live painting thing where you see me actually doing what I do or, and at certain levels, like, with Patreon, it's certain levels. So you have $1 a month will get you access to everything. And then if you do like $5 a month, I'll send you some letter or a card or something. And then like $20 a month, I'm saying I'll do a painting for you.
Uh-huh.
So that has not yet launched, but that's what I'm working on. And I don't really care if anybody actually does it, but I think it finally answers the question because I was getting really tired of putting out there and not knowing, or, you know, just yelling into the dark black hole.
Sure.
So at least now I know, or I will know, if anyone's listening, if anyone cares, and if not, then I'm just doing it privately, and that's what I've been doing for 20-some years.
So you could get you get numbers and not demographics, but numbers. You get names.
Yeah, you get with Patreon, you get names. You know who your subscribers are. You ask them usually for their mailing address so you can send them stuff. You know, because it's usually they're a fan of yours. They're following you. Like I follow Brett Gleason. He's a musician, so he gives us special little broadcasts every month of him doing his music stuff.
So wait a second. This can also this can turn out. You know, when MP3.com was out there, there were it was incestuous for the most part, right?
Yeah.
There weren't a lot of people. They went, you know, a lot of people gathered for one maybe specific thing or not. But everybody was following everyone else and listening to everyone else. So this is artists or what in Pantheon? Is it Patreon?
Patreon.
Oh, like patron. You're a Patreon.
Yeah, you're a patron.
They're creating words again behind my back.
It's tornadic, I tell you.
It's like it's patriotic. So who? Give me an idea of they're just artists. So people, what do they do? What do they do? Give me an idea of like 10 different types of people who have Patreons that are selling or doing art.
I feel like there's a lot of musicians. So their goal, and then they set goals. So they're saying, you know, if I get 50 patrons this year, I'm going to put out an album, and that money that they're paying every month is going to support that album.
Okay.
I didn't see a lot of artists like my kind of artist, so that's going to be interesting to do that. I saw a lot of writers, like fan fiction writers, or the Asian stuff. You know, the people that write for the Asian.
What? The people who write for the what?
The Asian cartoons, you know?
Oh, like hentai?
Yeah, something or whatnot.
Is that it? Hentai?
Hentai, yeah, that sort of thing.
A lot of
people like that. So they're just basically having that members-only private forum, and their fans who love what they do are giving them so much money per month. Sometimes they do it. Some of the artists, they can do it instead of just a flat fee per month. Every time they pay, they get something, which doesn't seem to be the more popular model because you've got to provide something every time. But this is more just a flat fee per month. And I could do a private, you know, radio show or a private video show or something if I had that sort of following to do that.
And, are we in the same situation though? I mean, could you go to another page and see that this person has, what, you know, 2,300 followers?
You can. They can hide it. They can hide how many people they're following, and they can hide how much they're making. But that's not really good for them because you need to see that, oh, this person has people. So you might be more encouraged to give them something if they do.
Well, in the mainstream news or even internet news, we have not yet found someone who cannot yet identify someone who's been is the first big, massive, huge Patreon star. We don't have that.
I don't know if we could, but we could say Amanda Palmer is a musician. She's from the Dresden Dolls. You might have heard of them. Mm-hmm. The Patreon platform is all she does because she has always been a big crowdfunding person. And literally she's making tens and tens of thousands
well,
of dollars.
Well, she's coming in from having a following or an audience, first of all, anyway.
Although it started, I'm not that familiar with her roots, but she always kept it very personal for the fans. And she was always online back in the day with us too. I mean, she had her own thing going. So she's been around a long time and switched to that platform and just basically trusted herself for it. She has a great book called The Art of Asking, and it has a lot of good nuggets of you just have to ask and people will give if you're good enough.
I don't know about that, but
right. Yeah, I've been asking for 20 years. It's like an asking.
Well, you know,
I can vouch that doesn't always work.
Yeah. So she might qualify.
I think she would probably be the one that would qualify.
The big Pantheon.
Pantheon Patreon.
Patreon. Why do you keep saying Pantheon? What is Pantheon?
I like Pantheon better. What Isn't is that it? Like a mythological thing?
Yeah, I think it must be. Yeah, that's Pantheonic or Pinch. But
all these platforms, they're kind of the same situation. So the same with the OnlyFans or just for fans, the porn account type things. They've set that up for them. They've got all the tools.
So Patreon comes along after probably a whole bunch of them have failed already, right?
Probably, yeah.
Then one of them just becomes so popular and there's that one. I don't remember who told me. I didn't know what they were talking about. They said, go see me on Patreon. Obviously, I was putting in the search engine Pantheon.
I couldn't get anything.
Is there any adult stuff on there?
I haven't seen any. I mean, there might be.
You looked, adult, didn't you?
I didn't look too hard.
Okay.
I think it was, it's more artist based. So if we're talking about adult things, it's more of in that art light where it's, you know, artistic nudity or creative.
Well, we have the two things with the amateur porn, and that is, the billions of people on Chatterbait. That one I didn't write down. You believe this one? I can't remember it. Yeah.
That I wrote down.
They got that. That's been around for a while, but there's a couple of those. I don't know how that, do you know how that works? I mean, do they just get, X amount of whatever they bring in when people drop these fake coins or what have you? Or
I have some numbers about OnlyFans, but I don't have anything about Chatterbait.
OnlyFans, and then there's OnlyVids. So there's the Onlys.
Cause I'm more familiar with the OnlyFans, cause that seems to be the bigger gay porn.
OnlyFans, I have OnlyVids. There is an OnlyFans. Okay. I see a bunch that I wrote down. Well, what is that, I guess? I don't know how to ask a question about this. Tell me what you discovered. Is it, you know, hugely populated? And what do they offer and stuff? Because these are people who were probably not being porn, right?
Right. And that's what I'm seeing is it's the true amateur. That person that just kind of turned 18 or 19 and they're like, I could do this while I'm at college. And that's kind of fun. But OnlyFans takes 20% off of whatever they receive. So 80% of the payments are yours.
Uh-huh.
I did a couple magazine articles. Out Magazine did a thorough research on some of this, and they said that the average user usually brings in about $3,000 a month. The average user. Because the mega superstar user, just the people that are really getting – the views, they're making like $100,000 a year.
Now, do you, we don't know this, but remember there's still, there are porn, there's a whole generation of porn, girls, I know. I don't know about the guys, but there's a whole, generation of them that have moved on to doing other stuff because a new generation are in the regular, and I don't know how many of those are making money, but, so in other words, you can see ones that you've seen in videos now have their own OnlyVids and their own websites and stuff. So they go from professional actually to being amateur.
That's right. Yeah. Yes. I see a lot of the special, well, you bring the women, I bring the men. That's what this conversation is. Most of the gay porn stars that I follow, a lot of them I see the professional ones on actual professional sites. They have their own OnlyFans on the side too. And then sometimes they just go off and do that exclusively.
And that, of course, means they're not making enough in the old genre.
Which is so strange to me, because the variety, I mean, maybe we're just so old school. You know, when I get my porn, I want variety. I want a lot of people.
Yeah, I've always said that. It's like nothing more boring than watching a couple of any type.
Yeah, so you're going to get that one account with that one person, and you're going to go there and see him or her?
Yeah, I never got that.
Thursday,
you know, everybody. I think that's one of the reasons why it started to become a lot more varied in every possible way, because of that. I don't think, I mean, everybody fast forwards until there's like something you can't see, right?
Right.
That's what you want. You want something you can't see. A fantasy is not what you do in your bed with anyone, you know, it's
right,
like,
right.
It's something else, it's something out there. Maybe that's why it started, because they were in competition with one another. But now these people are doing private things, which is making it a bit more one-on-one.
And that could be the key right there.
Yeah.
The fantasy is more personal, and maybe it's tapping into people's need for that one-on-one, oh, I really like this person and they're kind of mine.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, and they don't get with it. They don't get any of the, reality, which is my fantasy, but,
which
know.
Is sometimes a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And probably one of the reasons they're traveling about. Just dropped something. Only, did you say only that? What did you say?
Only fans is the one that I focused on. Yep.
And then there's, now they have multiple accounts. Now, for instance, this Valentine I was telling you about, I don't think that she'll mind me saying, because you're going to find out anyway. and it's only help them. You know, it's amazing too.
That's right.
Imagine saying, why did you mention me on that thing? Well, you know what? You know, Twitter, any Tom, Dick, or Harry can come on Twitter, but if I mention, anyway, Valentine, I didn't even say the last name. Anyway, Valentine, says,
like how you say that.
What?
The way you say Valentine.
Oh,
very,
thank you. Thank you.
Valentine.
Valentine. I really like Valentine.
It's deep. It's deep.
Well, Valentine's a really good kid and young, you know, and, it just doesn't matter what I was going to say.
You've strayed.
I'm just going to say that, you know, I get along better with younger people. So
well, as we've always known, you hate your generation.
Exactly. And here and there, you know, but to get what I notice is that when Valentine puts something, and because they're always posting commercials, obviously, you know, little bits and pieces of things you could go get. But it's like, follow me on. Oh, that's it. It's on my, it is my, now I know, I know fans, or is it my fans? Is there one called my fans or just only fans?
All I know is only fans and just for fans.
Okay. Well, one of those, I know that, if I go to, I went to the Valentine page and it said, there was a whole bunch of links and they're all there. So you can have accounts, right? I mean, you can go to Valentine on only fans, my fans, just fans, your fans, my fans, electric fans or whatever. I don't know. And, you know, Chinese fans. So they get these accounts for nothing? I'm asking.
Who gets them for nothing?
Well, in other words, anybody who wants to get one of these things, does it, you just sign in or you give them what?
Well, I think there's a sign-up process. Actually, I know there's a sign-up process and you have got to be verified That you've got to prove to them that you are the age that you are, so you're not, schlepping anything illegal. I know that's definitely the case with Chatterbait, and I'm sure with OnlyFans it is. They have a process that you've got to be confirmed that you are who you are, and then you can go on and you do have to give your social security number for taxes, all that, and then you just start producing content.
Do you think, how much chicanery you think is involved in all that? Do you think there are people younger, you think there's illegals on any of these?
Well, most likely. I mean, we've seen that happen in the porn world for centuries.
Right.
They sneak in there one way or the other. I feel like the screening process is probably pretty good, I would hope. But there's probably some trickery.
'Cause as I became older, I have trouble kind of, like when I was like 17 or 18, back in those days, you kind of knew people were a certain age. I mean, the girls, she's 17, obviously. And once in a while, if there was one, you said, like, she's 16. You would say it that way because she was maybe developed a little more or something, right?
Right. But yeah, it's very hard to tell.
These days, I go, come on, is this 18? You're like, you gotta be 15. How could you be 18, And I'm amazed at what legals look like.
Yes. Yeah. The older that we get, or it's just the generational thing, because now there's the other part of that where they look older and they're really young. Like 12 to 13 year old boys can sometimes look like they're 18 these days because they're on the football team and they're going crazy.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
There's all this confusion with that. So it kind of goes either way, that they look really young, but they're actually 20, or maybe they're looking 25, but they're actually like 16. So it's hard to tell.
You're in Akutol Chronicles here. We're already done with the first hour, and we're going to probably go to the second hour. I've been cutting off here and there early when I'm on,
I
say.
I know.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell?
Early.
What the hell? I'm done. It's not like I keep going, waiting for Tom. If Tom ever comes back. Tom will come back.
Tom.
Long.
Bye, Tom.
Anyways, Akutol Chronicles, and we're here with The Artist D. You can go to theartistd.com, and that's become what? What did you call it last time? You have your website.
So it's like a portal now.
It's just a portal
to other things.
Because, Now, when you started this, I want you, since you've done not necessarily this, but at that time that was considered, it was adult material, even if you didn't, things weren't as graphic as they are now.
I was a cam star that didn't take off his clothes.
Okay, there, right. And, so in that genre, you could really get away. You know how to do it. Never saw you actually do it. But my point is this, what do you see, what's different? Or do you look at it and go, geez, I couldn't do that, or I did that, or why didn't this get more? What do you think, what's the atmosphere as you see it now compared to when you did it?
I wish I could have done this.
Okay. Because it's more profitable, is that it?
Yeah. And I would have loved that if this was here when I was 18 and I was going along the way that I was going along then, mm-hmm. I would have probably jumped right in.
Okay.
And did it. I was kind of, I hate to say I was proud back then that I was able to make money by being on cam, mm-hmm. just living my life,
right.
instead of actually being sexual. I don't want to say proud because I'm totally in respect to those who did just take off their clothes and did all the porn stuff back then too. So mm-hmm. I just didn't want to do that because I didn't think that would sell.
It would sell, or did you, and this is the subject we got to go with these people.
Sure.
Did you ever say to yourself, geez, if I do that, and you said you could do it, you said, if I do that, is it going to backfire? Is that going to come back at me? Because these people seem to have they seem to think they're going to rest of their lives do this. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, where do you go from here? Will it matter even,
Yeah.
What did you think?
I often wonder if they think that, because it's such a world that it's almost this naive thinking that it's fine and they're going to do this forever.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to be the internet's first superstar forever.
Yeah.
So I too would have just gone and done. I mean, but that's my mentality through everything. Anything that I did, all of that could have come back and bit me later in life. And it could have lost me jobs if people knew how to use the internet when I was getting jobs, but they didn't, thankfully. And that's the other advantage we had then was, we're on the internet and nobody knows what that is.
Right.
So now you're on the internet and everybody knows what that is, and all of your employers Google you first before they hire you. So it's a different world, but I think that I want to say kids too. These young people who are on there, they think that this is going to be forever and that they're going to find people to pay them no matter what they look like. And that might be true.
Yeah, we couldn't predict this. So how could we have, how could we predict how the moral attitudes are going to change? But you probably, if you think about it, a lot of these people, say if they went for jobs or whatever they were doing and they weren't doing this anymore, they might run into their audience.
Yes, they might.
And then that person would be, if that person was doing it, quietly because of position or professionalism, what would they say? Hey, wait a second.
I went home and watched you once.
I didn't recognize you with that blouse on, you know?
And it's the chatterbait that makes me think that anyone could do this forever. The people on there are just normal people.
That's become an amateur norm, a common thing.
And that's kind of like the good old days. That's like the chat, what do we call them? The cam portals back in the day.
Yeah. But that's because there are so many genres and because when it was just this, it's kind of like, it's just like Hollywood, if you think about it. When there were these, types, right? The dashing young man, the businessman, the kind of things that really hurt a lot of the people who were actors because they were typecast, right?
Right.
Well, there were always levels of, geez, I can only be a co-star or a zen because I'm not as beautiful as her, and what they want is the beauty, right?
Right.
And what that didn't do was it didn't appeal to the quirky fetish. I don't know what genre it is, right? Fetish. And I guess the first person who realized in legitimate porn, the first person who said, I got a friend and I just learned that, he's going with these huge women. I mean, he likes huge women. I never see him with, right? He just likes them. Like he looks for them. He finds them. He feeds hungry ones to make them bigger. And that's what and then somebody said, really? So if there's him, there must be others.
Right.
And then suddenly, fat is a terrible thing to say. These huge people suddenly can do porn.
Right.
And then they had to find all the different areas, these little, like this big hallway. This is the hallway of porn. Go into the door. What door is that? That's the midget door. Cause I've seen, and you can't even say midget anymore. Yeah. It's like, little people porn. No, let's mix them up, which really starts to get crazy. It really is funny. I have lots. I never thought I would be entertained by porn in so many different ways.
It's such a mixed bag.
Yeah. And then, of course, you have all these genres. I don't call them genres. I don't know what to call them, right? So then you have anybody who can do it. And like you said, with the chatterbait. Is that a
chatterbait?
What am I saying?
Chatterbait.
Chatterbait. Okay, fine. And those people are, not many of those. I knew someone who does, I think, that and something else. But she had done let's forget about her. Let's talk about one we both know. We both know Barbie Satin.
We do.
And let's face it, but now I would have Barbie Satin.
She was on my show.
She was on your show? Did she hit you with all the conspiracies? Did she hit you with all that? She's like, wild.
I don't think so. It was so long ago, but I don't think so. Okay. I didn't get any of the conservative Republican stuff.
Man, she's like, it's not just, it's just
and
out
nor
there.
Nor any of that. Yeah. Nor any of the other
and
stuff.
And she, you know, well, we talk many times. Well, you know, she's generally from this area. And, we've talked and I help here and there towards the end of her website. I helped to do certain things and I was able to get in there and, you know, see what you'd done. But it was falling apart. And it did. And now she's on, now there's that other thing. She's on, what is it? Flirt date? Flirt a call?
Is it nerd night flirt or
it's
something?
It's a night
maybe?
Flirt. Flirt a call, I call it.
Flirt a call. I like that better.
It sounds like something you take. Got a cough. Got a cough. Is it interrupting with your dating? Take flirt a call.
Not night flirt. That's what, it, yeah, she goes, but that, and that's all voice. So it's still the phone sex angle as well.
Yeah. Which is still there. And I asked her recently, because we follow each other on, and she doesn't do much on Twitter anyway, but, and once in a while we talk, it's been a while, but, and she said, I said, you doing okay with that? Because I know she was having a lot of trouble and and I contributed one time. She was on a GoFundMe thing and had, you know, health and body problems. But anyway, so she's doing that. I don't know if that's all she's doing, but, I said, you know, is that like, you're getting through with that? She said, it's not as business. That's what I said. Is there a lot of traffic? And then she said, not enough traffic. There could be more. Which I think was a nice way of saying, this is really not that good, but it's what I'm doing. And she told me, she said, I will never do phone sex with someone I know.
Ah, that's a good rule.
Yeah, she said, hey, John, she said, friends, we talk with people, you know.
Yeah, with people.
Yeah, right. It's like, wow. And maybe I shouldn't say that because it sounds demeaning, but it's not. I don't mean it in a demeaning way. It's just like she's saying it and also feels awkward, I guess.
Well, you don't want to, I mean, I've done professional phone sex and you don't want to open that box with someone that you want to be friends with because somebody's inner desires, especially on the phone, are usually a little down there.
Wait, I didn't catch that sentence.
They're a bit down there. They're a deep down dark place.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And if I'm actually a person with someone and we go and we have coffee, I don't really want to know.
But anyway, I guess what I brought up Barbie is because she had a huge site and big productions for that kind of stuff. Yeah. Went on for years and she didn't have a lot of competition though. Mm-hmm. Did she go up on the internet after you? Which I don't know the time frame.
We might have been neck and neck there, but we were just in totally different areas.
Yeah.
But I think she was around back then and just same time period.
Okay.
But she was always porn.
And that
was porn related.
She's relatively a pioneer on the internet doing that stuff.
Definitely.
Then, when that all fell apart based on a lot of the stuff we're talking about, and I still don't know, I still can't figure out how, professional, whatever it is now, that's the other thing. What is professional porn anymore? They're still cranking this stuff out, and there's still tons of it, and who's buying that stuff?
It's a good question.
And you know they're making livings. Okay. I mean, the ones who leave, I didn't know her, but I knew Michelle through, a long time ago through, internet. Michelle, do you know her as Belladonna? You know Belladonna?
That sounds very familiar.
Okay, we'll remember. And she eventually left, and they're still doing other things. And you know, what do? You don't do that because you would get, you know, all this money would come in as a freelance or whatever. And then what happens when there's none? They went on. And it doesn't have to do with them getting older because as you and I know, right, the saying is like, so what? They'll just go into the next, you know, genre.
Next genre, yeah.
You know?
And that's too bad too. There's such that gaping hole between things, like with Barbie, it's a perfect example.
Can you put it another way?
I can't.
Okay, so we don't want, you know, we're not making fun of this. We don't want people to think we're making fun of this. This is serious. This is rock and roll, people.
This is rock and roll, for God's sake. So go ahead. There's this space, like what happened to all of us.
Yeah.
But Barbie's a good example of, she was at the top of her game, got the porn star thing, all the, she had a good solid site, and then because of the changes on the internet, she couldn't make it anymore, and it fell away, and she suffered because of that financially.
Yeah, big time.
And she couldn't have just stopped that and got an OnlyFans or a Chatterbait and continued. There's always this space between the things that we create online where if you don't hang in there for like a good 3 years, you might die because your thing is now dead as ever and the new thing is not yet that awesome. So you can't just switch over to it. And that's like what happened with me and everything that I've done. I just kept holding on these years in between one thing to another to find the next thing.
Yeah.
But other people, they just closed up their site and got off the internet, and now they're bartenders in New York.
The young girls on professional internet, professional of porn, that I've seen, I mean, they definitely look like 10 and 11. So that's what I mean. It's like, what? That's 18? It has to be 18, but that's not my point. My point I'm trying to make here right now is the turnover is amazing. I don't see ones a lot. I mean, if you start looking through the various sites, or you go to Pornhub and you start looking through, you're going to see a shorter career, I think, than the Belladonnas and the I can't think of names, or the Nina Hartleys or whatever, you know.
And I hope they're not using their real names. I hope they've got some good things to hide behind if they're keeping their careers nice and short like that.
Yeah, but also they're, I don't know. I don't know, because it's, they're going to eventually wind up on, they'll leave. I just don't know how I don't know how they're making any money. And I tried, and I was in touch with, someone who was very big when they were younger. Maybe I shouldn't even mention her. Okay. She was very big and born. I don't want to mention it because I might say something she doesn't want people to know. That's all right.
And we'll keep her anonymous.
And she and I said, would you like, you know, I'd really like you to be on the show or whatever. And she said, well, I don't, I said, where are you now? Because I don't see her anymore. I mean, I don't even see anything. And I know she has a website and I follow her for what reason, I don't know, on Twitter. And she has a website somewhere. And she said, well, she said, I have, I'm doing private cam things. She doesn't even, she's not even doing vids and stuff, just private cam things. And I said, well, I said, you know, if you wanted, you know, you're here on Twitter. And I said, you know, we've done things like this. For God's sake, I always drop Annie Sprinkle's name, you know.
Right.
I love it. I love dropping Annie Sprinkle.
Annie.
And it's like, are you kidding me? I mean, Annie was on this show ages, you know, and talking about the whole thing.
She was on my show. Too.
Yeah. And you people, you know, you listened, you weren't even alive.
Yes.
What she was doing, whatever was going on there too. So, and she, what is this? Okay, fine. What is this? I'm getting an okay. All right. That's fine. My volume thing is, everything's just weird. Again, with this, you know, I'm like, you know, I used to be able to sit and talk, and I got to do all these, engineer stuff.
Think about it again. God, it's like 1997. Come on.
What's that all about? But, so I said, look, it would be great. I said, because there will be people, I mean, this is alternative radio. You know, you're not, you know, you can't call up Sean Hannity and get on the 7,500 stations here, whatever it is. I said, and it's a liberal crowd or whatever. And she actually thought about it a couple, and then came back and said, I don't think I'm going to do that. And, you know, you could still see hundreds of her performances, let's say, on the various sites. And then the various sites, there's still tons of them. And yet, so I'm thinking, you know, I said, so you're going to be okay doing that? Yeah. You know, it's like, you know, we'll see. She said, I'll give you a discount. It's which is funny because, like, right there and then, right there and then she's has to do a commercial.
Right.
You know, and then we're just talking, right? Like, you know, and on a professional level. It's like, you know, I said, and I'm like, you know, I appreciate, you know, what do you say? I appreciate the fact that I can pay less. Yeah. I get a coupon. I said, but I don't know, y'all just, I'll pass it on to people or whatever. So I couldn't get any of the, alumni. And another one, there was another one who, was not a phony. You know, there's so many phonies on Twitter, the phony accounts of people, you know. And, there's a couple of them that tried, you know what I do, and everybody knows what I do. I just play along with these people until I, you know, they give up or yell at me or block me or whatever. You always got to test them to find out if they're real. That's when I found out that this one was real. But there was another one or two who were fake. Oh yeah, I'll be on it. I'd be great. There was one who quit and has become quite a businesswoman. Mm-hmm. Okay. And is, in a certain area. And I said, this would be great. And she was like, yes, absolutely. She said, I'll have, but you'll know you'll have to pay my agent.
Oh no. How this works.
Yeah, she's taking a big shot at the fact that I'm not. Did you just hear that? I don't know. She's taking a big chance because that's what she does. And I went like, wait a second, you pay the agent, don't you? And I paid you. I said, and this is like free advertising, you know? I don't pay agents. I don't do that. And you know, it disappeared. And then, I went looking for the actual person and realized that, you know, someone was, you know, phonying up. You can't send direct messages to everybody on Twitter, you know, and then just told the other person you have a clone? Oh, what would you call them? An imposter. There you go.
Either one. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, and that the amateur angle of it might be kind of damaging to the person because, you know, it not only does it make it personal for the people subscribing, but also the person that's actually doing the stuff. And I can't imagine, like, thinking about it's always an advertisement. That's what their life becomes, is now that they talk to anybody online, it's all about their OnlyFans and all that. And it's kind of sad.
Oh, I wonder if they do. Of course, this is what a lot of things I talk about that I think about that other people might not talk about if they think about it,
right.
You know, but I was thinking about her, the real one that we didn't mention the name. And I'm saying, gee, I wonder, I mean, she's got friends, right? And stuff, and she's just doing it alone. So it's not like she's got a friend that she's going to do, you know, a scene with one way or another. Although I'm sure for the right amount of money, I mean, if I'd have said to her, look, how about $1,000? You get two of your girlfriends and do a private, right? She might go,
probably.
She might say, well, you know, I can do that, whatever. Yeah, but, sure. But they have friends and people and stuff and they know what they do or what have you. But I wonder if one of her friends said, well, how come you ever do that for me? No less if they're in a relationship. I don't know how that works.
I can kind of imagine. I mean, unless they're doing things with other people, but
yeah.
I mean, I can imagine both sides, but some people can have that relationship. And I think a lot of, I mean, in the gay world, especially, I see a lot of these people who have boyfriends, or partners or husbands that, clearly they're in the background there. They're aware that this porn star that you're subscribing to is actually married and his husband is totally okay with it. And that's just something that this guy does is he's in the bedroom for a good 4 hours every day doing whatever he does on cam. It's a lot like porn.
I saw on Prime, I saw this documentary. They have all these little weird documentaries on Prime. I don't know if you ever looked.
They do.
And there's another a station I get for nothing called Tubi.
Oh, that sounds scary.
I originally thought it was Shakespeare. And I thought that was a Shakespeare channel. Tubi? Or not Tubi? I know you watch it Tubi. And it's not. And they have these, you know, real cheap things. And it was about some guy, I think he was in Britain. He was a British guy, but he came to America and he was just going around to all these amateur places, husbands, wives, who do that kind of sex. So it's just viewing stuff. It's not necessarily personal. In other words, they're letting you into their world of swinging and stuff, right? So then you know that they're doing it with, and everybody knows what's going on, and you're just, you know, watching. And he did it, he went to, all sorts, all the genres. He went to, a gay, and we always say gay instead of saying lesbian, but lesbian is gay. So I always got that confused. Why do we have two classes here? Aren't they all gay?
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, I know. The nomenclature of sex. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the nomenclature of sex. Of porn, actually. No, let's talk about let's just go back to this other stuff. Anyway, there's a lot of documentation about people who do it, like, and I don't know if they ever did, like Barbie used to do, but apparently there are still people, you know, you join clubs or whatever, and you're involved in this on, again, so you'd be subscribed to their house parties. You have to watch them.
And I don't know how much disposable income people must have or must feel that they have.
Right?
Because I cannot imagine the amount that I would need to be like, okay, I'm going to have like 16 OnlyFans subscriptions and I'm going to, these people that sell, this is always fascinating, that they sell their underwear.
Uh-huh.
Or other such things.
Yeah.
And people buy them. It's like, I would never. That's just not a fetish, not an interest to know that you own this porn star's used underwear and you paid for it with your good earned money.
I don't even trust that it's their used underwear. How could you trust that in the first place, right?
Because that would probably be the first thing I do is like go to my friends and be like, okay, I need, you know, and as much underwear as I can get. All of you guys, donate. I'm selling it on eBay. I'll give you a 5% cut.
I used to know a guy, a drummer, I worked with many times. And he worked for some part-time stuff during the week on Wall Street. And I don't know how he actually had it, but he took me aside once and said, you know, he had to deliver some stuff to the then still standing World Trade Center, you know, some place in there. He said, and some guy in the elevator, this man, one day, some guy just said to him, I'll give you, this is like in the 70s, but I'll give you like $25 for your used pants.
Oh, wow.
And my friend, I got to say, he was like, I know he didn't tell everybody this, and I'm not mentioning his name. I still know him. I can get in touch with him, but I wouldn't call him about this. But the point is, he was just the kind of guy who was like, well, how, you know, what am I doing? What am I doing with him? I'll take it, you know?
Yes.
And he didn't even have to go there to that particular elevator anymore because they didn't do a lot of business there. It was like the one time he went there, or two times or whatever. But he would go there because the guy would be waiting. He would just, and he started buying his used clothing.
Wow.
Made a bunch, you know?
Did you know the details as far as did the guy like take off his pants in the elevator? Or?
No, he delivered them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I didn't mention that.
Okay, because see, I mean, somebody offers me $25 for my pants, I'll take them off right there. Here you go.
Really?
Well.
Well, then how do you get home? I mean, what do you do? Just walk around with it? $25 was big back then. I mean, that's now.
It would have to be the inflation rate nowadays.
God, I'll give you $70 for you. And you know how it is because the kids buy the ones that are ripped up for $80, right?
Right, yes. That's right, pre-ripped.
Yeah. So, like, imagine what that would cost. You know, I have my DNA is on these. That's the other thing. Your DNA is on there, isn't it, somehow?
It is, yes. Absolutely.
But that was a groundbreaking business at the time.
Well, that's the kind of thing that makes me, and along with Chatterbait, feel like there's always going to be a place for anybody. You know, no matter what. When I see these large, hairy men having sex with their beautiful transgender wives on the internet, I'm like, oh, I could do that on Chatterbait. It's no problem.
Yeah.
You know, if only I knew that 20 years ago, but, you know, different time, different place.
Some of these other places too, because I see a lot on Periscope. And then we talk about regular people. These are people not doing any kind of porn, I don't think, anywhere. They just get on Periscope. And there are men too, but there's mostly women, who just maybe have some, what is that when you have, what is that called when you like people watching you?
Voyeur.
Yeah. Okay. They like the fact that people, well, you know, they twerk and they dance around, they tease you, and then they go, and you know, you can come to the, there's a show or whatever they call them now. You're in a meeting or a private. It's $50. It's $5. And these are people I know, and they're just not doing any kind of porn. They may be thinking that this is private in a way, right? Do they know that anybody, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's not private just because you have like seven guys I don't know just paid me. And I'm going to do things here in my room they're going to watch. Couldn't they possibly, aren't there ways they could save things, right? And take,
sure.
Because, so it's like what they, and then they go out the next day and they live their life. But in this day and age, the way you could see things, you know, it can get around to it. But those people who don't consider themselves amateur porn people, like we're talking about, like Valentine or like, you know, Barbie did and various people. Okay. They, what's my question? Oh, they, I was going to say something about that. What about these? Have you seen them? Have you, do you have Periscope?
Those are kind of the under the table payment type people, because they're probably getting that money, you know, through PayPal and they're not getting, you know, they're not submitting their taxes.
They ask for cash apps and stuff. Yeah. They're doing extra stuff. But,
with that, it's kind of like the Snapchat thing, how everybody thought that was private, it disappears.
Yeah, I was going to talk about that too, because they still, a lot of these girls and women say, follow me on Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you're on, why? It doesn't disappear anymore.
It disappears, but there are programs and ways that people record this stuff.
Yeah.
and this was the amazing thing, is when people were doing stuff on there saying, oh, that's okay. Yeah. It disappears, and then they find out, oh, imagine that. There's a technological way around this. No kidding.
Yeah, these are people who know that there are people out there who could hack into gigantic, you know, organizations and servers that are the amount, you know, inside of the, you need an aircraft carrier to, they know that, and they know the technology, and yet they think, oh, look, they have one that disappears. That's great. It's like, there's, you know, cause, you know, you gotta think, there's a way of getting into anything anywhere if you could. Yeah. You don't have to be that sophisticated. You know, that was the other thing about the, families, when this, I told you this guy was doing this documentary, when he was going around to these various houses, and, you know, she did it with her husband and they do it and they really enjoy it and people gotta pay for it. Okay. But the point is they showed their house and they were reinvest, the equipment they had was not, I mean, wait a second. Remember when, I think when this first started, there was a site, maybe it still exists, where somebody just put some kind of camera up and they said you could just watch me all day in my bedroom when I come in and out. It was just constantly on 24/7, right?
Yeah.
And then they come in, they wanted to do something, they didn't know what have you. That was it. But they were showing these people and they were saying, well, we have these cameras over here. You see them with the lights and the umbrellas, you know, with the umbrella lighting. It's like, wow, this is a, wow. Imagine
the production,
what they could do. They have all that equipment just so that it's light enough to watch them screw their friend or, yeah, right. Or, you know, or dress and undress or sell their clothes or, you know, or masturbate.
They could have a whole TV show.
Outrageous isn't even the word anymore because this stuff, I guess what we're talking about here too, when we say amateur porn is the new rock and roll, is that there's a tumultuous, population of performers and people doing it. It is now commercial. There's nothing underground about this.
No. It's
totally.
Hardly anything amateur about this.
Yes, that too, right. Because, people are becoming more sophisticated with, equipment and things, and they're getting into it and make it bigger and better. I don't know if it's better, but it's bigger. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's never better. One thing we have learned from growing up on the internet is you can upgrade your system and your microphone and your lighting, but it's never better. Still going to be the same crap that you would have put out anyway.
And here's
in
something.
In my humble opinion.
Yeah, you're right. I know. It's the same thing with everything. Even people, yeah. This was something. I read this from a performer the other day. I didn't write it down verbatim. But this performer said that she was tired. That some, you know, if she likes amateur porn, she thinks that's the best. Amateur porn is just the best. And, you know, she's been doing it a while, whatever, none of that. But she says some of these people, what's distracting is their heart, you know, they do it at home. And if they do it in their basement, or if they do it in their, they don't even clean up. It's like a horrible set. She was actually complaining. She's complaining, like, you know, if you're going to do something, have some scenery. It's, you know, it's like, it's horrible. You see how they keep their place? Imagine. Oh, they're criticizing, criticizing the production value.
Oh my God. Which is so strange, because I think that actually is what sells all this stuff, is this is a person in their home, and when you see that person and they're in, you know, just this disorganized mess of a home, like normal, I think that's more of a turn-on for some people.
Yeah. In her defense, though, I don't know exactly what she saw, or, you know.
Right.
I mean, it might have been. It
could have been bad.
Yeah, it could have been really bad, but, but you're right. I mean, some people do find that, but. To even bring that up, what surfaces is is a depth to this, this, cinematic, I don't know what to call it, this area of entertainment, of visual entertainment, I guess, not live. And there's something else too that I found one of the things I didn't, you know me, I don't do a lot of research anyway. This came up because I know people and I see it and stuff, but, I Googled, used to say, remember we used to say I searched, period?
Yes. Yeah.
You know? That's like, someone I know wrote a book and was promoting the book on Twitter. My book launches this week. And I wrote in there, did you hear that? He said launched, not dropped. It all drops now. And it was Ray who told me the other day, he said, well, you know, that comes from rap. That's a rap phrase. It made sense then.
Mm-hmm.
And it suddenly wasn't, my book launched. When'd your book drop, you know? My book drops, my thing. Yeah, I'm going to drop that.
See, and, I'd be dropping more than launching.
Anyway, I looked up top amateur porn sites. Okay?
Okay.
And got, you know, your Google 800,000, whatever it was.
Right.
You know? And I found only a couple. I didn't, of course, I didn't look, there's thousands of them, but the funny, because the first one I went to, you know, the one on the top is supposed to be the one that gets the most. Is that how that works? On a search engine?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that one, said amateur, and there was professional stuff in there. I mean, you know, it was mixed up, and the lists were not pure. I'm demanding purity from this. Do you believe I do the thing?
Yes.
You know, the
quality
level.
And purity.
We call them amateurs, so we know right away. And you know what? They're not amateur anymore, because if they're making money, they are, by definition, professionals.
Yes.
So that, you know, what makes you a professional if an amateur, right? What makes you a professional?
It's true. And that's how a lot of them seem to act like professionals.
Yeah.
Like, they take themselves very seriously.
Yes. Yes. But this website had, I said, this is, you know, I clicked on some of those things, and it were, and you know, some of them are like, you know, the Norton thing comes up. You know, it doesn't make that sound. I make that sound. We have now blocked, you know, we've now blocked this one. So there are like, and then there are, look at those people, right? Those are the real pornographers. They find links, and they know how to corrupt the links so they could screw up the whole works. That's not pornographic, man. That's not bad. But, so I went, well, then you can't, where do you go? I found out, but it was mixed up. I found out that some of the sites were, like, for instance, I did not know that Reddit has an entire neighborhood of amateur porn. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that either. Mm.
And I didn't write exactly what it was, I said, because I don't do good research. I didn't, but I just wrote Reddit because I went, wow. And Reddit was, I don't know. You are you? I went there and I signed up once.
I'm the same as you. I'm not interested.
And I was thinking, you know, maybe I could get more people for Chronicles. They'll do the old business, you know, like we used to do in the old days,
right,
you know.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it's such a cluttered, I just couldn't, I don't even know how it works with all those, you know, indented things and people and stuff. But I did find out through this, thing. And I guess if you just searched Reddit amateur porn, you'll probably find the neighborhood because it's called something specific and you can actually go to that. Instead of signing in, or then you sign in over there or something. Or you go there and take your pants off. I don't know. You do whatever. Remember the roulette? Remember the roulette?
Oh.
This happened a while ago.
I think so. I'm not sure.
This is going back a couple of years, although I can't keep track of them anymore in terms of this. But it was... something roulette. It was Cam Roulette. It was Cam Roulette.
That sounds really familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't know what exactly it was, but I figured it sounds like this has something to do with porn, right?
Right.
And, so I went there. It was free and then you could do whatever you do, but it went there and it just, you click and you get another person. You just get different people. There's only click,
okay.
Right? Roulette. But the funniest thing about it that I thought, was funny, and I still think it's funny. I don't even know if that particular one goes, was that they were all, and I can't verify ages, I don't know, but I'm sure there were a vast, but they were all men and boys, and they were mostly showing their asses. And I said, it's hilarious to me. And I said, wait a second. It's like, and it was the one time I said, geez, this is the time I wish we had the, you know, I had a camera on or whatever, or we could do this and we could all go there. Because it was hilarious. It was like nothing, they didn't do anything. They said, and I went, it can't be there anymore. I mean, I can't imagine that.
I think you're talking about chat roulette.
Okay, is it, well.
I looked really? That up and it's kind of that's what's going on. People showing their ass.
Okay, and it's all men? Well, you don't know.
It's a mix of things here.
But now it's changed. It started out with, yeah, okay.
But yeah, chat roulette allows you to have video conversations with random people worldwide.
They're not conversations. They're not going to make talk. I mean, they're just showing it. What do you say? I mean, you know, what do you get on it? And just, I get on and promise, listen, I'm not going to make any cracks here. Chat. I don't know. And you're right too. It makes me laugh how people take it seriously. What else was it? Okay, many vids. The Periscope thing. I wish I could, you know, someone would trust me enough and someone who did it and then come on to the show and explain more of it. The thing that I found funny about that when I did my show on it. And why I kept going back to Periscope was there was an endless stream of entertainment for me. Because, whenever a girl was on and I don't know what they're talking about. Sometimes they want to talk or whatever, but when they come on and they're obviously, you know, they're dressed a little like this or that, maybe they're going to let you, go, you know, private or whatever. But what I got was, you know, all the names come up, all the little, comments.
Of people. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now you can call them, you know, the app has a special thing and you could call. They have call-ins.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They'd like, you know, and these are all.
Of course they do.
Yeah, of course. And people like us, you know, still doing this kind of thing. That's the only live internet broadcasting. There they are, you know, except there's just.
Oh, my God.
You know,
it's the bottom of the barrel.
I know. But the thing I did was I loved to just go on no matter who the girl, I didn't care who the girl was. I just watched the stream and the things that people said, even when they were girls, they just, a girl got on. She said, I want to talk. I lost my boyfriend today. And then suddenly the thing comes on like, open it. And I learned, what does that mean? Open is open your blouse. If you write open, you said the whole language there, right?
Yeah. Like a bunch of cavemen out there. Open.
Yeah. They were, I'm telling you, it was great. It was so funny because they all know these real stupid things to say, and then they say things right out. She, whatever she's talking about, goes, turn around, show us, take your pants down, right? You know, wave your, you know, they just, I just felt like they might, because I was laughing with my sons. I said, I think I keep seeing, you know, a group of guys in one room. It's just these group of guys. This is their club. And they go in there and they got bam, 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 and he's ran. And she has a chance, just no chance to say anything, you know, otherwise. No, no. And then how many people can you block, you know? Bam, bam, bam.
Right.
It was terribly funny, and I haven't seen it done as much, but they ones who just are just surfing, if you even say that anymore, just surfing the people who are on Periscope and saying things like, you know, take your pants off, let me see, show us, you know what a big one, listen to this, a big one was, show us your feet.
Oh yeah, there's just so many feet, yeah. People out there.
Yeah, that's a big one on Periscope, even no matter who, what she's doing, who she is.
I think it's a big one in this world. There's something about people and feet.
Again, it's
the
fetish thing, all the different.
But that's a good thing, because everyone
has feet.
Everyone has a fetish. Everyone is a fetish. Oh, I have such a rant about that.
Really, everyone is a fetish. Are we gonna? Is this another show altogether?
I do believe that, because there's this contingent. Is that the word of it? Of people out there who say that I'm no one's fetish. I'm not a fetish.
Uh-huh.
And I like to say, no, we're all fetishes. That's the whole, love is a fetish. It's all fetish.
Because the very definition of fetish, right? Something that gets you sexually aroused.
Yeah, it's an interest. Yes. It's your arousal. It's love. It can be love and sex and everything else. So when someone loves you, they're your fetish. I'm sorry to tell these people, but
they don't want to live by the language.
Yeah. And I was actually thinking of this recently, as of last night, that I wish I could find one of those people who say I'm no one's fetish.
Right.
I want to talk to somebody like that on my show, but I don't think anyone could keep calm enough to talk about it.
Well, they probably wouldn't want to, you wouldn't want to admit. If they're saying,
they're wrong.
Oh boy, how many people like that have we faced across these microphones and in this world of especially you? You've had 62 different shows, 30, half of them running at the same time, and then me, who I have this corral of people who keep coming back, and once in a while there are new people, not new people. I don't have babies on, but. You know, crazy stuff. You're right. I just knew somebody is going to, nobody's going to come on. You're not going to get anybody like that.
No, no one would agree with anything. They're not going to change my mind. I'm not going to change their mind, because but I would like to know what the difference.
Yeah. What do you want
really
to know?
Is. What is love to them? What is love versus fetish? What's the difference? Because I don't see it.
I think that, let me speak for someone who might say something.
Please.
About them, all right? Fetish, even as a definition, we're not going to go into the old love dictionary here right now, but I mean, if we look, it is something, it has to do with sex, okay? It has to do with sex, fetish. It is being sexually stimulated by a noun. A person, a place, or a thing, you know, which covers everything, right? So you're right in that respect. But people think of, they don't think of love, even sex, they'll think is a part of everything they do with their partner or whatever. Mm. So they're going to say like, well, yeah, but having breakfast in the morning and just talking about stuff and waking up together, that's not a fetish. And they're right in a sense, you know, unless they do that and they masturbate because it's so hot. Because
those Cheerios,
you know, yeah.
I love how you eat those Cheerios.
I'm like, please don't open the Frankenberry box, please. I'll be through with breakfast if you know what I mean. no, not Count Chocula. It's a four-way, ladies. Count Chocula, my wife, and Frankenberry. So yeah, that's it. I guess that is
probably, it's those non-sexual people.
Yeah, it is. It's people who don't look at certain things that sexually arouse them. And then you get into, you know, then you're going to get into morality and all that.
I can see that. That's when you've worked in this industry, whatever it is, I look at love the same way. That's what they're probably looking at is like, well, love is this emotional attachment. And yeah, I'm like, but that leads to this sexual energy. You have an energy towards someone.
Yes.
Even if you're not going to have sex with them, you're latching on because they fit something in your brain, and that something is a fetish.
Or, now wait a second, because with fetish, it's not supposed to be exclusive. In other words, if you might like your wife or your husband or whatever you got there, you might like the fact that they put nylons on, right?
Right.
And that really gets you going. But that doesn't mean just when they put nylons on. See? Don't they watch somebody else? And this goes right back to the stuff we're talking about here, right? It's like, I'm gonna have to get on the internet and find somebody who likes to put nylons on, my wife doesn't want to always put the nylons on. But I want the person to put nylons on all the time, and I want to get off to it. So there they got you there too. Because not everything, and let's face it, everybody looks, if you like long hair on boys, girls, whatever, you like the long hair, and you're looking at, you like that actress, you don't even know, I like that actress and that actress, you haven't noticed that they all have long wavy hair? Yeah, I do that. And then the next thing you know, he's going like, and then, you know, I like my wife with you, that gets me hot too. Well, then, yeah, you know. Right.
And I think that's where I'm coming from, is like, people that are dating, even if they're not the sexual type of people, they like large people with long hair. Yeah. And you just see it. There's like this pattern. And it's like, well, that's the same kind of thing. So even if it's not some dirty sexual fetish that gets you off, it's still, you've got a thing. You've got a type. And I don't know. I think
That's another thing. No, well, mate, that's another thing, though, and that is the connotation of fetish. You just said that dirty. It's like, and it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it has to be at all. Yeah.
I don't think a definition. I don't think there's anything untoward.
I was a gay man for decades, and I loved women. Like, I wanted to date them. I thought they were awesome, beautiful. I loved them. But there was no sexual anything there.
Okay, so.
But and I would say that was some kind of fetish.
Yes. Yeah. But it doesn't, yeah, it doesn't mean it has to be, perverted. Let's use the word perverted.
Right? Not at all. Yeah. So, and that's what I would probably end up telling that person is, I'm not saying that it's dirty or sexual or anything like that. It just is, it's your attraction.
But the word, I think there's other words. In other words, the word, what they've done to the word is attach it to more perverted things, right?
True, and we're all about words these days in this lovely culture.
It's horrible what they're doing, but that's another show in itself too. Yeah. Another couple of shows.
That really is,
It's just continuing. I subscribe to Merriam-Webster on Twitter, and they have this one. They lead you to some wonderful articles, and they help you with your vocabulary, and they tell you about changes and things that are happening. Because, you know, every year, the languages add words, you know, based on popularity and pop culture and things and stuff, and take words away. But that still doesn't make any excuse for being a legend or legendary. I'm sorry. I did one the other day that was nuts. It was on television. There was the estate of George Carlin now selling on the discs all 14 of the HBO specials, okay? And plus a couple of extra ones in there, right? For $19.95 a month for 9 months or whatever it was, okay? Okay, but they kept saying, the legendary, wait a second, then she said, he's the legendary comic who was the comic's comic. All right, so they're wrong right there. That's number one. Number two, they start saying, Don't forget his fifth legendary stand-up. It's like, wait a second. You've got a legendary inside of a legend. Legend does legend. And then all the discs became legendary. And then they had the special, never before recorded interview of the legendary George Carlin with legendary John Stewart interviewing the legendary. It's like, oh my. It's like, so everything is legendary.
Yes, and I did finally listen to that broadcast of yours.
Well, I think I made my point, didn't I?
Yes, I think it made a good point. So people should go back to JuiceTalk.com and listen to that legendary show.
I really enjoyed. I had no idea, as you know, I improvised.
You had a lot of pent up stuff about that.
Yeah, but doing the ladies just hooking it up to that because she had recently. Oh, she's still alive, that bass player from the Wrecking Crew.
Yeah. Oh, that was hypnotic.
I thought that was terrific.
I was driving when I listened to that, and I'm like, I just don't want to stop. This is just, you could go on forever with this music and this story, and she's flying.
Yeah, I knew I would make a. I could make a. You know, say here's what she. If she was a legend, here's what it is. It's very simple. I knew I could do, but I had no idea it was going to be. Who it was going to be or what I was going to do. And then I saw this interview. I think I mentioned it. I saw this interview about her and I went, so I used her. because, you know, she was.
That's actually pretty good because I don't usually remember much, but I, now that we're talking about it, I remember she was flying and through the window and everything. It just all comes back to me.
And it was true too, but not what was true. What was true there was that was that story where she said she came up with the riff. For Sonny, you know, for that.
Yes, right.
Yes. And I said, well, that would be the perfect thing to do. And yeah. Yes, I really go back. What date was that?
A couple weeks ago.
That segment out and play it again sometime when we don't have guests, but we have a lot of guests coming in. Look, it's time to go.
Just go to Juiced and type in legend in the search. I'm sure it'll come up for y'all.
There you go, friends. You know to go to JuicedTalk.com. Then someone say, I was putting in Juiced. I got all this other stuff. That was my time. People
exactly.
Typing.
I'm going to this Jews Talk website. Why are you on Jews Talk? I don't understand.
Yeah, I know. Jews Talk. So you want this or you don't want it? What do you do? I give it. I take a little bit off the top. We'll search. You and I separately search for anybody you know who might have some kind of inside view or something of all this. If you run into any person, yes. I'll ask. Whoever I can.
If there's any research I like doing, it's in porn.
Okay. There's plenty to do because it's busting out all over. You can't even use the word bust anymore. It used to be the woman's breasts, you know, and now it's not just titties. Now, you know what they do? The kids, they spell it with D. Now I know, titties.
Know.
It's like,
so sad.
Oh God, get me out of here. All right. Hey, you get ready for all sorts of things.
Get us all out of here.
Yeah, and don't forget, people are dying daily, so we got to get that list pretty soon.
Yes, got to get to work on that.
And hopefully,
see you in December.
Hopefully, we'll be there, and we'll tweet and whatever as
time. See you in the Rose Garden.
It goes on. Yeah. Right. Okay. Good night.
Good night. Thank you so much, Frank.
No problem. It's always great. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Bye. You did it. That's it. Now, if I could get this to play, what do you think? It did. It worked. I brought down my Android for nothing. Bring down your Android there. There we go, huh? The guest shows, obviously, the guest shows are going to be pretty much to the 2 hours. The ones I do alone may go shorter because I just... You know, you're welcome for the wonderful radio, no matter how we do it. Thank you to The Artist D. Go to TheArtistD.com. It's a portal. Follow The Artist D on all the things where people follow, because I know that there's Instagram. I know D's on Instagram. I know D's on Twitter or whatever. Just go The Artist D and get what you can when you can. My name is Frank Cotolo, the man whose name joins the title of the show. Go buy my books. Go to Lulu. Go to, I don't even know, go to Amazon. Just forget it. I think we've had enough. We'll hope next week. Next week, Heather Drain. Another great guests right here on Cthulhu Chronicles. Good night, Mrs. Ursula, wherever you are located. We're going to be out of here because we've talked a lot, and right now I'm the only one here, and I have nothing more to say.